Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Saturday, March 14th, and we're taking a look at the late pick four at Colonial Downs. They have a Derby qualifier in the Virginia Derby. That is the third leg of this late pick four. But Jim, it starts in race seven with the Sandy Bottom Stakes for fillies and mares four and up. It's a one-turn mile on that one. And a big favorite is Eunomia the Six. Can you beat her?
Well, I think you can. I'm going to use a couple more horses in here. Eunomia is going to be the favorite coming off that effort at Royal Delta. She's probably the good throwing speed in here. But I think Conch Fried Rice for Michael Stidham. I mean, the horse really jumped up last time out, moving from turf to dirt. 92 buyer, 1 by 10 at Fairgrounds. This is a logical move up to the listed stakes company. Michael Stidham's a really good trainer. And I'm going to give Conch Fried Rice a chance in here. Eunomia for Sassy Joseph, obvious favorite in here with Flavian Pratt taking them out. And then the other horse I'm going to use is Think Fast for Human Man. This horse won it on the last race at Laurel at 7 furlongs, stretching out to a mile, but won easily by 4.5 and seems to be going in the right direction here with a 85 buyer in that race. So I'm going to give those two horses a shot at knocking off Eunomia, but we'll start out pick four. I'm not going to read a lot. This is a fairly chalky pick four, I think, but you've got a chance to knock off the favorite here, I think.
I'm going to try to do that with Runaway Diva from the seven hole. She ran well when moved up last time. And the other thing I like, she's 2 for 3 on that track. And the recent work at Tampa and the race could have her good and fit for an upset chance. So I'm going to try to beat Eunomia with her. And Conch Fried Rice I'm going to use also, so I'll go three deep. I'm like you. I'm not going to have a big ticket on this because I think it's likely not going to break the bank with the payoff. But if you can beat a favorite, maybe two along the way, you can boost that thing up a little bit. Let's move on to the Virginia Oaks, Kentucky Oaks prep, perhaps. Its three-year-old filly is going a mile and a 16th. And these races up to the mile and an eighth for the Virginia Derby are all one turn there at Colonial. So in the Virginia Oaks, I'm going to take Dazzling Dame down on the inside. I thought the race on January 3rd validated the improvement that she showed in her previous race. So I think maybe she has just found herself 4 wins out of 5 starts and might be able to just control the pace from down there on the inside. And I think she can maybe beat the Baffert runner in here. A bottle of Rouge, grade 1 winner. So merits a lot of respect, certainly for Baffert shipping in. Seems like he shipped in last year and the horse didn't do well here, or maybe it's scratched. I can't remember which one of his he shipped in for one of these preps, but I got to use Battle of Rouge and also going to use Hit Parade. She's going to toss out that last race. And then if you do, then Hit Parade for Brad Cox is not that far off the top two choices in here. So I'm going to go 3 deep in here. If you want to keep the ticket lighter, I'd just go with Dazzling Dame and Bottle of Rouge and leave out Hit Parade. But I'm going to include Hit Parade as well. How about you?
My ticket is going to be lighter with only those two. So you got a famous trainer, Bob Baffert, with a class shipper, Bottle of Rouge, going against the best trainer in the Mid-Atlantic, Ricky Russell. 28% strike rate for Ricky Russell. Toledo rides for her a lot and wins a race at a rate of 27%. So I think Dazzling Dame is, I think she should be your favorite in here because of local knowledge. Brittany Russell, she's 3 for 4 last year, 4 for 5 lifetime. But Bottle of Rouge, obviously, lots of back class. Was 6 to 1 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly. You're only going to be 5.5. So those two, if you don't get through this leg with those two, you're not going to get to pick four.
We'll move on now to the Kentucky Derby points race, the Virginia Derby, mile and an eighth, one turn. Wayne Lucas won this with one of his runners last year. Who do you like in the Virginia Derby?
Well, I like Bob Baffert in Virginia Derby and Brad Cox, two of the best trainers in the world. Bob Baffert brings Retain in here off a disappointing effort in the Southwest. I think he thought that was a really good spot for him, and he might not have liked Oak Lawn. He stretched out to a mile and 16th, okay. Got beat 3.25 by a couple of horses that probably shouldn't have beat. And so a mile and an eighth is a big question mark for this one, but Baffert's going to find out if this horse actually has enough to get on the Derby trail. And then the other one, I think, is Confessional. I'm going to draw a line through Sam Davis. I thought that race was just really bad. Just didn't take to the race at all. It's either he didn't like the mile 16th or he didn't like the Tampa surface. I'm going to hope it's the latter because the horse showed a lot of ability first two times out, broke his maiden at Keeneland, 12-1 for Brad Cox, and then came back and ran well at Gulfstream in an optimal 75. So got beat by nearly by five lengths. But Sam Davis was a huge disappointment for this one. I think Confessional maybe can get back on track. If I used another one, I'd use Lock, Stock, and Pharaoh for Tom Drury. Coming off two wins at Turfway, and Turfway horses may get overlooked here. I don't think this is too tough a spot for him. I think the two races that he did at Turfway have to get him fit for this one. If he can run on synthetic, he can certainly run on Colonial down third. So if I use the third one, it'd be Lock, Stock, and Pharaoh. But I'm going to stick with Butane and Confessional here.
Yeah, I think those are the two to beat. Confessional, I'm like you. I'm inclined to just forgive the last race. There's no reason to think that horse should struggle with two turns. So I'm going to give him another shot, Butane, for just the class and Baffert. But I'm going to try to beat them both with a little bit of a price in Incredibolt. I think 10-1 is worth finding out if this one just had a bad day last time down at Gulfstream and could maybe get there this time. So I'm going to take Incredibolt for the upset. If you forgive the race on January 31st, he fits. He's had four works since then. Riley Mott's a promising young trainer, picks a good spot here, I think, to try to get this one back on track. And I was really impressed with that race at Churchill that he ran last fall when he won, I think it was the Street Sense. And it's a grade three, and that form, I think, would stack up well in this group. And I think he's going to get overlooked because that last race was so bad. So I'm going to try Incredibolt, mainly for the price, and use all three of them, Confessional, Butane, and Incredibolt, on my pick four ticket. 10th race is an allowance optional claimer, three-year-olds and up, going a mile and a 16th. And no strong opinion here. I ended up taking Dr. Reuben M. For Doug O'Neill. His last race, second off a long layoff, showed major improvement. And the third-place horse came back to win out of that, suggesting it was a pretty good race. Source showed some promise as a three-year-old, tried to get him on the Derby trail last year, and that didn't work out. But I think there's probably some ability there for this one, and maybe he's just kind of coming into his own now. McLean's Rook I'm going to use just on the fact of three wins from seven starts, and he has a good post position for a horse with some tactical speed and solid buyer figures. Freedom Road has 11 wins, 1-for-1 at Colonial, and I thought it'd be a pretty good allowance field last November at Churchill. So he maybe looks a little light on the class scale, but I'm going to put him on my ticket, and then the other ones lure me in just on the fact that he's got 11 wins, and he's facing significantly better competition than he did in those wins, but 11 wins is 11 wins. So those are my four for the last leg. How about you?
I'm going five deep, and here are the horses that you mentioned, plus Steve's, the two horse for Riley Mott. I think this horse, you like Riley's horse in the previous race. I think this one fits very well here. Moving up in class from optional 25 to optional 50, but two races he had, three races at Gulfstream are really good. Was within a neck of going 3-for-3 at Gulfstream and had 93 buyer in the mile race. So I'm going to take Steve's on here along with Dr. Reuben M. Freedom Road, as you mentioned, horse with 13 wins lifetime out of 32 with $400,000 and Lure Him In, 11 for 57 with $735,000. I think Lure Him In gets Pratt. That's a huge move up from Gonzalez. And don't know Sam Walensky, but he's an 18% trainer. So Flavian Pratt took this amount, so that's got to be a good thing. McLean's Rook, Freedom Road, those four plus Steve for me that round out the pick four.
Pick four ticket time. I'm going to go three deep in the first leg, 4, 6, and 7, then 1, 2, 3, then 1, 7, 8, and then 4, 6, 7, 8, $54 ticket for me on the late pick four at Colonial, starting in the seventh. How about you?
I went a little thinner. I went $30 ticket, 3, 4, 6, with 1, 3, with 1, 8, with 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. Don't think you're going to get rich, but like you said earlier, if you beat a couple of the favorites, it will pay a little bit better than you think.
Best of luck if you're playing up at Colonial or somewhere else. A lot of basketball to watch this weekend, so make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account to take advantage of some opportunities on the horse racing side. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that is the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.